According to the federal judge who heard the case, a 60-year-old veteran in Bennington suffered a horrific ordeal that left him trapped inside his own body, and the event was entirely preventable. After Michael Farley suffered a stroke in 2010, VA doctors failed to give him the proper medications to prevent a second stroke, and they poorly coordinated his care. 2 months later, a second stroke left his body paralyzed, but his mind alert as hospital staff stood over him, discussing end-of-life care. His children believed their father was conscious, but hospital staff insisted he wasn't. The $21 million verdict will help the family retrofit their home and provide future care for the now paralyzed vet. For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.